Now, along about this time, Dr. George Henderson, had he come to the campus?
Yeah. Let me go back. My first year, there were 50 black students. When we had orientation, they told us half would be gone at midterm and half were. They found a way to get rid of you. Clara Lupa's son, Calvin, was there with me. There was this history teacher that said, if you black, you can make no more than a C. Calvin got in the class.
Calvin Looper.
Looper got in the class. And, of course, he got a D or an F. I can't remember what it was. I didn't even try because Daddy said he was not going to pay for any class a second time. I'd have to earn the money, and there was nowhere to get a job.
We should just say that Clara Looper, of course, led the sit-in at the Fountain Restaurant in Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma City.
And that became nationally known.
And then, see, what happened is, what for me was the beginning of the turn for me, because I spent time crying. The girls would harass me at night, beat on the door, and I was scared to death. You didn't have a telephone, you didn't have a TV, you didn't have anything. And I didn't know what they were doing. Anyway, so then you had the beginning of the civil rights. You know, that was that going on. Mm-hmm. You had the war in Vietnam. And I got caught up in all of that. But I wasn't crazy, as Daddy told me. I wasn't there to save the world. I was there to get an education.
Were you an activist on campus?
Oh, yeah. My first husband, everybody thinks I was just married to Bernard. My first husband was a basketball player there from Shawnee, Howard Johnson. People who call me JJ, Judy Johnson, they go back a long way.
Okay.
We dated 3.5 years and we stayed married 8 months.
Okay.
But he was kicked off the basketball team by Coach Stevens, I think it was. That kind of sparked me getting involved because at that point, they recruited athletes differently. All the other stuff was going on. And I got right in the middle of everything. And we went to George Cross's.
The president.
The president, to the home. And we talked and made demands. We went to the football games and passed out literature about the language we used, the revolution and all that that was coming. As a result, I think you used to have the newspaper clippings. They had my name in there. Mm-hmm. We were able to get George Henderson. That was the beginning of turning OU around.
He was a professor there, came from the Chicago area.
Yes, African-American.
I have interviewed him, and he's on our website. He came with a friendship with Martin Luther King and some of those people. Mm-hmm. So then he came and he became your leader, didn't he?
Yes, he did. What was good about that is that we just had raw emotion, you know, unbridled anger and rage, which could have been very dangerous for us. But when he came, that was probably the best thing because he represented that parental, you know. My dad was too far away, so I wasn't scared he wasn't going to be there to do it. But Dr. Henderson toned the rhetoric down and calmed the seas and helped us to see that we could achieve the goal, but we don't have to be angry, ignorant, or violent.
Well, he took on the spirit of Martin Luther King.
Yes, he did.
And he could have gone the other way. Could have been Black Panther or
he could have.
Anything to stir it up.